present this. Thank you. Please.
Second application on the agenda tonight. It relates to a garage court area with two blocks of garage, one on here and one on here, and then an area of grass. You can see that the plan is completely surrounded by residential development. The proposal is to demolish the garages and build two four-bedroom bungalows within the grass area. See on the plan view, the main vehicle access is here for Reed Avenue, and there is also a vehicle route running around the side here and across the site, which serves some of the surrounding areas that have garages within their domestic pertinences. It's being reported and brought to court, called into committee due to concerns that there would be obstruction of the public right of way across the site and also obstruction to neighbours' garages where collecting from there. I'd first say the right of way is shown as an unmade path, but it's not actually a definitive footpath, it's just more a design line where people who enter that area walk diagonally across rather than following a route that is defined around the edge. So it wouldn't have to obstruct anybody's access, it would just mean they'd have to go around rock and straight across.
Mr. Chairman, sorry, before we continue, I'm really struggling to hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm facing
that way.
On the aerial photograph, you can see again the two garage blocks and there's an area of grass, you can see the trodden route across the middle. And you can also see there's some areas of sort of shrubbery, hedgerow along the middle of the site there and along the boundary. That is between where there's a vehicle access route and there's a sort of hedgerow planting area separating that from the grass area in the centre. We have a number of images, 9 in total, showing various aspects of the site. The first one is the northwest corner, and you can see on this the gate going into number 22 Reed Avenue, which is one of the concerns raised that person would no longer be able to access their property. And this is also the gateway to number 18 Reed Avenue, which is another one of the properties there are some concerns expressed about. And this is the end of the large of the two garage blocks. Second image is a general view of that larger garage block with the sort of forecourt area in front of it. Third one is looking towards the western boundary of the site. The northwest corner again you can see the gates to numbers 22 and 18 Reed Avenue. Fourth one, this is looking from the end of the access, the vehicle access drive. This is the edge of the fence at number 16 Reed Avenue. That's the end wall of the second, the smaller garage block, and it's looking across. This is the unmade path going across the second of the site, and that is the side boundary of number 8 Shelley Close. And here you can just about see there's some tracks running down. That is where there is a vehicle route that people are using to gain access to properties along Reed Avenue, Reed Close and Prospect Road. Number 5, apologies for the winter sun, that's always a problem when you do site visits. This is looking east, there's a pedestrian route that runs down between numbers 8 and 9 Shelley Close, and that's just if you're looking towards that. Number 6, this is the smaller garage block, and you can see the end of the property in Shelley Close there as well. And number 7, that is again the pedestrian route that runs down into Shelley Close. This is number 9 Shelley Close, and that's just the edge of the vehicle access that runs into number 8 Shelley Close, which is another one of the problem areas that was identified as being something concerned they wouldn't get access. That's the eastern gable end of the larger garage block, and you can just about see in the background the gate through to numbers 18 and 22 Reed Avenue. And the pedestrian access is just along next, so the vehicle access is just along next to that edge on the end. And the final image that is looking from the garage court in front of the larger garage block down towards the vehicle access that opens out onto Reed Avenue. And this is the fence line of number 16 Reed Avenue. This is the site as existing. You can see the two garage blocks and the areas of shrubbery that exist on the site. These are the garage blocks as currently existing. You can see they're quite narrow garages, and the applicants suggest that they aren't really suitable for longer cars, that they're more used as lockers rather than for parking cars. Here's the proposed site layout. We can see on this the two bungalows with quite large gardens. Each one would have three car parking spaces within its first and third area, and there's another seven car parking spaces provided on this side, which would be for visitors, guests, whatever. And you can also see on this one the arrows denoting where the access points to individual properties are. So those two arrows there are to numbers 18 and 22 Reed Avenue. This access goes into the side boundary of number 8 Shelley Close, and this here is the existing route that runs around the, well, it's run around the side and rear of the bungalows, and this gives access to properties in Reed Avenue and Prospect Close. And this is also a pedestrian route that you can carry on along the back of Prospect Road, and I think it comes out at Byron Road further along. And that's a plan, a plan of the bungalows. That would be the plot one, and plot two would be handed, so the same footprint. And you can see they're quite spacious. They're designed specifically to be wheelchair accessible and so later living bungalows and built for life. The site is within the settlement boundary of Stafford, which, as you know, is the top of the settlement hierarchy, and the local plan encourages as much development as possible to concentrate in Stafford. There's also a desire to introduce more variety in housing, and there is a need for bungalows for people less able who want single story accommodation. The access issues would remain. The access points would remain. So although these were raised as issues, they have all been addressed in the application, and provision has been made for people to continue to circulate through and around the site. There's no objection from highways, and the development, although there was concern that there would be loss of light and potential overlooking, they are bungalows, so they wouldn't overlook any neighbours, and they're unlikely to result in any loss of light to neighbouring property. Noting from the original plan that all of the surrounding properties have very long gardens, so there's going to be very little intervisibility between windows and such like, so there's no privacy issues. And the development would be well screened by boundary treatments, and is quite a low development, and on that basis not considered there would be any issues arisen. So recommendation approval recommended, subject to conditions as listed in the agenda.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Councillor Kemp, you have called this in.
Yes.
Would you like to go to the...
I think in actual fact I would like to have the photograph shown again. I mean, my colleague and I had a conversation outside about a photograph. One of the pictures that I've not seen until you put it up. I was hoping to find my house on the pictures, so I could point them out to my friend. If you go back to that, what these pictures do not show is the contours of the land. It doesn't show that there is an awful drop from the top set of garages. This is the bottom, what I call the bottom set. There's an awful drop from the garages down through the parking area And one of the fears that's going to be talked about in a moment is that's going to be used for parking. The land behind is about 4 or 5 foot lower, and it is a concern. And talk about consultation. There's been no consultation with the neighbours. The daughter of one of the neighbours is here. Her mum is very elderly. And quite honestly, I am disgusted. Nobody in their right mind is going to argue about building these bungalows. But there has been no contact with the neighbours. And I want to start off with this exit. If you could show that picture again of the plan where you say, and you pointed to an entry to the what I call the public footpath.
That
there. That is a public roadway. These houses in Reed Avenue, this top end of Reed Avenue and the houses in Prospect Road were built in the 1930s. And if you look at the back of on the plan, all the houses on the other side of the road have got back entrance, have got back lanes. This land here was left as a back lane. And if you look on the map that I've got, it says fence subject to party wall agreement. And it points to a red line across this public right of way. That's why I called it in. That's why I called it in. It says on map, it says on this map, and it's given to me by the planning department, that this is going to be a fenced off. Now you say it isn't, but it's still on your.
What do you mean? Could you show us that plan again,
please? Have it. It belongs to the planning department.
Well, no, I just want to know which, because you're holding it and moving it and rolling it. I can't see what you're talking about.
You are. And I will say I can't see it down the end. They are. It says on there, fence. So all yours should complete it.
I'm not sure that isn't an old plan.
Oh, this is one of your plans because it was given to me by the planning part.
Yeah, but I'm not sure it's not a superseded plan. Because that looks like an earlier version of that plan.
Right.
And you'll note on that plan, this point, it says existing access, and it's got the arrow to show that would be maintained.
That was the plan that was given to me, and that's what led me to call in.
It's been amended since then, because that's a superseded plan, and the latest plan showed identified.
I think in the presentation, one of the concerns was in relation to access, neighbours having continuing access that they've enjoyed historically, and I think the presentation demonstrates that those accesses still will continue to be available.
That access is recognised and it's shown as an existing access,
just,
and it's
I'll,
not part of the
plan. Yeah, I'll talk about that access first. Gives right to the, has been there for over 50 years. I know that because I've been going around it over that period. I've lived up there for 30 years, so I know it very well. I've walked up that access and driven my car on one occasion. It gives access to an old playground at the other end, and it should be left open, but it has got on the map a fence.
No, it hasn't. That's a superseded plan. I've just looked at the first one, that's revision A. We're now on revision C, which is that plan, and that's what they're now proposing. And if it were to be approved, that's what would be approved, not the fence.
Fair enough, as long as we know it's that, and the developer doesn't come along and try and put a fence.
No, we'll record that being the situation.
There is also, if the developer were to put a fence across, and it's their own land, then if people have a right of access, it wouldn't be a planning issue anyway. They would have to pursue that as illegal to demonstrate they have a right of access.
Okay. Can I? You. I'm looking at page 22, Jack, of the.
Yeah. Well, I've left them across there. I think this is 22.
And down the bottom where it says neighbours, brackets 32, I take that to mean that 32 people have been consulted.
Yeah, 32 names were consulted.
And you were complaining earlier about lack of consultation, but this statement seems to indicate that quite significant consultation has taken place.
What's on the page?
22.
First, a site notice as well, Chairman.
Yeah,
it was
a site notice.
It says 32 consulted, 5 response.
Yes.
So only 5 people responded to their letter.
And there was the usual site notices were posted around the neighbourhood.
There is a comment. As pointed out to me earlier, the carriage owners were not consulted.
Councillor Kenny's indicated he'd like to.
Yeah. It's been a bit unusual, but you were allowed 5 minutes, and you're well over your 5 minutes, Jack.
I haven't started. because I'm amazed at some of the things that we've seen today. Photographs that were taken well over 50 years ago.
Clarification at what point of this meeting we're at now. Is this more than this presentation, or are we moved on into debate?
I invited Jack to come to the table to make his presentation, and he's had more than 5 minutes. I think we need to move on, and that Councillor Edgler has indicated first that she wanted to speak.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, we're talking about consultation. You're saying 32 people have been consulted and 5 replied. Are these people, the 32 that's been consulted, are these the people that actually own or rent those garages or not? Because if they've not been consulted,
the people who own or rent the garages.
Sorry?
The people who, the garages are owned by Stafford and Rural Homes.
But they're rented out to people. Yeah. So the people that rent the garages, have they been consulted?
No. It would be up to Stafford and Rural Homes to notify the people who rent the garages from them. If we would consult the people who directly overlook or share a boundary. We would consult owners, but they're not the owners, so it was up to their landlord to notify them if they are planning to do something.
I mean, Chairman, they'll have individual legal agreements with Stafford and Rural Homes, which will set out the basis on which they rent the garage and presumably the basis on which they can be asked to move to a different garage. But that's not a matter for the planning committee, that's a matter in private law.
Hold on, I'll get a cup.
Can I just clarify then that these bungalows, if it's passed, are for disabled, are they all for disabled? Or is it just one or two of them?
They're only proposing 2 bungalows.
Two.
The application is for 2 bungalows.
Both of them are accessible. Which we're not stipulating they must be for disabled people. They are accessible bungalows, but they would be what you might call a building for life. Somebody who lives there can continue to live there, even if they do become wheelchair bound or.
I think that's something we like. I know down on, I think it's Carolyn's area on one of the roads, there's some bungalows down there that are purely for people that are really wheelchair bound and can't, you know, and I'm just wondering whether this fits into that category, these bungalows fits into that category or not.
It wouldn't be stipulated that they would have to be, but they are applied for by Stafford and Rural Homes, so they would have to, as it stands. They would be
could we not put a condition in that if it is passed, that probably one of them at least could be made for somebody that actually lives, spend their life in a wheelchair?
It wouldn't be sustainable to do that on it because this is it's a suitable site for housing. We can't put that sort of restriction on it. There's only two properties. If a member, just a general member of the public applied to build 2 bungalows here, we couldn't refuse it sustainably on the basis that it wasn't going to provide for people with disabilities. That would be, I guess you'd call it positive discrimination, to say you can only live here if
Can I just come back in there and just say, you know, we've brought alarms and that, and I know of instances, and I'm dealing with a situation now where an actual house has got to be converted so this person can actually live, because he's in a wheelchair and that. And I'm thinking to myself, we should be looking at this when we're doing the planning application and building these sort of things. Sorry, that's mine.
Yeah. I think it was Councillor Kenny, then Councillor Godfrey.
Chairman, you acknowledged that I was going to speak.
Yeah, I have. You're on the list.
Okay, thank you. I wonder if I could just go first. I know I'm being really rude. Out of respect to Councillor Kemp, I had no idea that he was giving his presentation.
No.
To me, it was just the fact he was objecting to some photographs. I'm really interested to hear the ward members.
Okay, Councillor Kenny, do you want to make your point?
Yeah,
it
just.
I take your point, Councillor Hood, I think that's valid.
But point. With regards to somebody point out to me, with the indicative plan of the bungalows, do the round circles indicate, are they indicated for wheelchair access?
They are indicating there is space for wheelchair maneuverability.
Okay, so to me, if they're on the plan, then this is designed for wheelchair access.
It is designed to be accessible, yes. It's not going to be tied so only to a wheelchair.
Thank you.
Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Chair. One thing that the public can be assured about is the fact that the access is there now, the houses are there now. Going to remain.
That's an important point.
Be assured of that.
Yeah.
That's the bottom of page 17, Chair.
The thing that concerns me, Chair, is the fact that we raised twice during this debate by officers, is the fact that if a blockage was put on that path, it would become a civil matter, where someone would have to take someone to court to say, will you please remove it? The same with the garages. If anything happened to that, it's a case between the people who rent the garage and the owners of the garage, which in this case is staff at the Royal Homes. It seems to me we're putting people in a position where they may have to take legal action to have what they've already got at the moment. That doesn't seem fair.
Can I come back on that, Chairman?
Yeah.
I think we're scrutinising Stafford and Rural Homes rather too strongly. If it was any other applicant, we wouldn't be asking these questions. If you'd get any other landowner, you'd simply be looking at the planning aspects, the build, the structure, the design, etc. You wouldn't be trying to condition it for disabled only.
But the thrust of Councillor Kemp's argument is the fact that people are having something taken away for access to the back of their properties because there's property here, because there's developments out of the way.
But that's not a planning reason.
But they're not. As you said, I think in your introduction, there isn't an access problem.
But it can be if, as the officer was just saying then, if someone puts a barrier up to stop someone coming to there, that will be then a civil
issue. If somebody owns that land or thinks they own that land, they can put a barrier there. Whether or not this development goes ahead.
It's still taking the existing community away, or putting from the people who are already enjoying that community. And if they want it back to be well as they are now, they're going to have to take legal action. That doesn't seem fair.
Well, Chairman, I don't think there's any suggestion of barriers going to be erected. I think that perhaps that's the wrong idea to get hold of.
Am I right in what I'm saying, though, Simon? Am I right in the
You could, but you could look at every application you have and say, oh, what if somebody puts a gate up? What if somebody puts a fence across that garden? It's pure supposition. There's nothing in the report. There's no evidence.
The main thrust of the objection of this is about the access to existing properties.
And the main thrust of the report is that the existing accesses will be retained.
Yeah. Councillor Cat, Trowbridge, you put your... Councillor Hood... you've spoken, yeah? So, Councillor Trowbridge, it's your turn.
You can go ahead.
No, she's spoken.
Kind of do agree with Jill again, actually, that I would have liked to have...
I think that's a fair point, and I will deal with that. Was your hand up, Councillor?
No, there is another issue I have besides that. And it's on this picture, actually. Just to sort of clarify, because everyone's on about access. that red line is the site boundary, am I right?
Yes.
So the bit that we're on about actually isn't even in the site.
The actual driveway is not in the site there.
No. So it's not going to be blocked, because it can't be blocked, because they've had rights of way for however many years.
To get to it, you have to go through the site, obviously, because you have to use good vehicle access and turn into it, the same
thing. But they will have rights, won't they, of shared access there?
They will have no, their rights will be made, will be rendered no different by the outcome of this application.
Yes. And
whether
it's approved
or not,
access,
they, the rights that they have are the same. A grant of planning permission doesn't affect any other rights, like rights of ownership and rights of access.
I'm happy with the access.
Councillor Cooper.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a couple of quick points. On this drawing here, the two bungalows, there's two grey blocks at the top of each one. Are those new garages?
No.
Those there?
Yeah.
They are, each of those blocks is three car park spaces.
Three car park.
Which would be allocated, you know, three spaces allocated per bungalow.
Okay. And the other, well, it's all kind of interlinked with garages. The other concern I've got with the existing garages, has anybody sussed the fact that it looks like they've got asbestos roofs? Because if the existing garages are demolished, that might be an interesting exercise. And expensively, interestingly.
Yes. I mean, there's a range of conditions for environmental health, Chairman, referred to on page 20.
Yeah, I think the conditions will deal with that, will it not?
Yeah, I mean,
well, the law will deal with it if there's asbestos.
Pardon?
The law will deal with it if there's asbestos. And the other one relating, I was just looking at on Google Street View, at the access that Jack's talking about, roadway through it. And there's a hedgerow opposite the existing garages, and it's not on any of these pictures here. I can't see.
No, I thought it was.
It's on the first one.
That one? Oh, hang on, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, hold on, Jack. Can
it looks like it's on the existing garages, which is why I went on to Street View. I couldn't clarify it. I can't see how you can get out of the existing garages because of the hedgerow opposite. You could drive
like
a car into
it. It looks like it would be quite tight as it stands at the moment.
So, I guess the...
You can see it on... That's the existing site survey. Do you mean this?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but a hedgerow there.
Yeah.
There's existing.
It's not. It doesn't look like that. And there's no problem at all accessing those garages.
Well, you shouldn't speak, Councillor.
Apologies, but that wasn't correct information.
Yeah. Councillor Jones?
I just wanted to say, it seems to me it's a question of legal access. I mean, how many times have we seen a film, a field or something, and people have walked across it for 100 years, and the owner suddenly decides to build houses on it? And people say, well, we've walked across that. They don't have legal rights. They've just done it forever. Now, some will say, well, you can have legal rights when you know, just because you've done it a lot. So I can see a problem with this. That's all my point.
Yeah. Councillor Kemp, I think this has been unusual in the sense that you used your 5 minutes in a way that I wasn't expecting you to. But I think it's right that you do have the opportunity of using your 5 minutes.
Thank you very much.
To make the points that you would have done if you didn't pick up the wrong sheet and wave it around the room. So
no, I didn't. The thing was, I was given that map, I was given that plan by the development committee, from the development committee, and I have to say, the head of development gave me the plan, so I accepted that was what we would see tonight, and it definitely says fence.
But I think
now
it's only fair,
Jack. It's not.
It's only fair that you have your opportunity to use your 5 minutes to make the points that you are intending to make.
I think the first thing is that to establish that right of way serves 40 properties in that area, most of them in Prospect Road. Also, the concerns of the occupant of number 22, and if you go back on the pictures to show you the first. What I call the box, that's it, where the car was, please. First one you're there.
I've gone too far again, sorry.
Yeah, that's it. That's the entrance to number 22. and it does drop. When those garages are taken down, there'll be an awful drop from the road level to the back garden. And there is concern because this lady, very elderly lady, is worried about the fact that one, it will block off the entrance to her parking area, and two, when cars are parked there, they may actually end up in her back garden, because at the moment the security of her back garden is by the garage blocks. It also goes there's another picture of the Shelley Close area, which is exactly the same. Once they take down the block, there are these two houses have no security at all. And I do feel that the developer, or rather the housing association, has not took this into mind, that they are opening up these two back gardens to whatever happens in that area. Mm-hmm. Also, the people in the garages have not been consulted at all. And so in actual fact, that's what one of the concerns were. The person at number 8, Shelley Close, did make his comments known, because he's one of the people that did speak out, and he's got this access onto the actual parker area in front of those new parking areas, and he's concerned that he will not be able to get out to go to work in the mornings. So there's a fair amount of concern. One of the others is about the fact of not consulting with the garage people. No, I mean, that is something that ours in Plus should look at very carefully. But I will say that Mrs. Bagley, who lives at number 22, would like to be involved in the discussion with the developer at the commencement of work to establish about what's on the plan of some grass area in front of her entrance. You can see that sort of little knob that sticks out, that there.
That there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that will prevent her from getting into her parking area.
And the
this is her daughter,
yeah,
who she couldn't talk on this one. And I feel that this is, you know, there's been no consultation in reality except letters going out. The developer or whoever drew up the plan has not spoken to any of the local people. I mean, we could have told them this was an allotment garden. This was allotments, and it was actually one of the gentlemen that lived in Shelley Close. When I first got on the council, he and I had a conversation, not about the allotments, but about something else. And his daughter-in-law told me that the old man used to have allotment on here. And it's been abandoned. But it is definitely marked out, as that driveway at the back of it is marked out. I went and had a look this evening. There are fence posts all the way around it. So they should not encroach onto that public right of way.
You've got 1 minute, Jack.
Yeah. And it is really one of the other concerns, and if you could show the pictures of the top block, the one that shows Shelley Close, the one with the house right at the end. That's it. That's Shelley Close. There is a drop. There's a drop from where the photograph is taken down into those gardens. And the top block, is quite high off above the others. In actual fact, the drop away is that deep off the piece of land. It's quite a drop, quick drop, and there's no comment in these drawings about provide drainage, making sure that when they clear this site, you don't get a flood of water running into these houses, into Shelley Close, number 6 Shelley Close, and number 22 Reed Avenue.
Is that for you, mate? Okay, thanks, Jack. You've had a
can
full
I now
5 minutes.
My things in the ward,
yes, you can.
Sorry, thank you, sir.
Councillor Edgler.
Can I just ask one question, Chairman? Has the police liaison officer been asked about this application?
Sorry.
Has the police liaison officer been asked about this application?
No, the police liaison officer get a list of all the applications that are in, and they pick up any that they're concerned with. So they've been made aware that there's an application and they haven't chosen to comment on it.
They've commented.
I think the planning officers might want to just come back on a couple of those points.
Yeah, do you want to come back on the... Let's Councillor Trowbridge, because she indicated you want to speak, and then you could answer the point.
Could you bring Plan 3 back up just again? Plan 3, yeah. So those two little bits of grass areas that are concerned, the little square and the little triangle, is there a way to condition that stays hard standing so that there is no issue with the two properties entering into their own property, so to speak, by car, never mind by foot? Is my one question. And the other is, I'm sure they will have to put a site boundary up. Is there a way to condition that the boundary that's put up?
I was going to say, you probably can't see, but the key at the top of the plan, it does state that there will be a boundary fence. It's shown on the plan. It's not actually conditioned, but we could add a condition.
I think a condition would make me feel better, and I'm sure the lady in the seat over there feel better.
I think Jack was speaking for there to be a condition.
Sorry, yes, if you could make that a condition.
And if that is a condition, then I'd like to vote this through to accept, because I really cannot go against two disabled bungalows being built. It is just, for me, it is heaven, and I'm sorry. That was me speaking to the lady. I apologise. So I'd like to put it through to the acceptance.
Can I make a point about these bits? In actual fact, there is no grass there at the moment. That little round piece is going to be created. There isn't anything there at the moment. It's just tarmac.
Well, that's why I said hard standing to stay.
Okay, I understand.
Is it seconded, Chairman? Is Councillor Edgeworth seconded?
Okay. So, Councillor Cooper.
I'd like to propose a deferment until we've got proof that the garage owners have been consulted, because this seems to be something that's back. We need confirmation from staff in rural homes that the garages have been consulted. The feedback we get was that they have it.
We have a proposer, or we've got a seconder, so we can't really go backwards, I'm afraid.
Chairman, there's a proposal on the table to permit, so you can't negate that. So you'd have the opportunity to raise that as an alternative if the current proposal that's been seconded wasn't carried. That's how it works.
Yeah, I don't know whether he could put it in his condition to ensure that the garage owners have been consulted.
I don't think we're saying.
The garage occupiers.
You can't do that. Okay, I will put that to the vote then. We have a proposer. We have proposed and seconded that this application be approved with. With the additional condition as. Regarding the boundary treatment.
Yep.
And those drainage, if I may, and drainage.
It is in there, Jack, drainage.
Yes, I know, but that drainage in there is only about septic. I don't think it's about the runoff.
Is there a condition? Sure.
There is a condition, condition 7, deals with drainage, which is already recommended and shown on page 23.
So we have a proposal and a seconder to approve this application, subject to a change in the conditions as stated, to do with boundary.
An additional condition for boundary treatment.
Okay, details. Thank you. Those in agreement?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Those against?
So
Yep. Those abstaining?
Abstain.
Great.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any other issues?
Just in the field, Chairman.
There's an appeal. Can I turn your attention to...
Yeah, page 26, Chairman.
Are you going to deal with the appeal petition? Okay. The period decision? What do we do with it? Can we note that there has been an appeal decision relative to Bracken Barn, Long Lane, Stafford ST18? And the appeal was dismissed. Okay. Thank you very much for your attendance.